Snap.
Crackle.
Pop.
Pop.
Fuck.
Davey, you're so slow at our game.
Let's do another one.
Yui.
It's not a game.
Hui.
I take this serious, okay?
Wait, did you say Hui or... Oh, were you doing...
I can't trust any of you guys. It was meant to be Yui, Dewey, and Louie.
I knew it should have been DuckTales.
I didn't know what you were going for. I wasn't going to say anything. That's why I started on a tirade. Do take this pretty seriously, though.
Look, I know you're down a lot of money. I'll be honest. Like, it's not looking good for you for the night, but...
Don't take my shoes.
We're not going to take your shoes.
Oh, no. We're going to take your shoes.
We're going to take your shoes?
We're going to take his goddamn shoes.
Sorry, buddy. You're the one who set them on the table. I thought it was just...
I mean, there's a chance I can get them back, right?
No. Don't even think about it. We're two in sync.
Yeah.
Except there now, that didn't count.
Okay, you know what? If you have something else to put on the table, we're willing to go again.
All I have left is my dignity. I'm not even sure if I've got that anymore.
I'm willing to take his dignity.
Okay, if you'll accept it, I'll put it on the table. I'm just gonna lie on there, so that's okay.
That's fine.
It's fine.
Do.
Ray.
Me.
La.
So.
La?
The.
Do?
Hey. Did you say fee?
What?
Huh?
I heard fee.
What was it supposed to be?
T.
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. Go on, do the next one.
Oh, I don't know. I
there's
can't
no
remember
next
what's
one.
Neck.
Oh, I guess you lost.
I guess we'll just be dragging you, putting you on our boat. We're going to strap him to the front of our boat. We did lose the mermaid.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to keel haul him. That's what you get for losing. That's how you lose your dignity.
Hey, but you can wear the shoes whilst you're being keel hauled.
They're filthy shoes. None of us want them.
Sounds like a pretty respectable position, the head of the ship.
Yeah, you would have a good life.
Doesn't sound like I lose my dignity at all.
I mean, you're getting battered by waves. You're the first line of defense.
Well, you know, I have just been getting battered by life for the past couple of years, so I've had to buy a lot of shoes. A lot of shoes. One day they'll come back to me. They'll find a way.
They're going to the ocean, man.
Oh, we're going to go to the ocean, right? Whenever I'm keyholed up there. Isn't that it? Keyholed?
That's it. Like old-time pirates.
Welcome back to Dumbracken.
So, Stuart, this is the third potential location for your mini golf business we're showing you today. It is train station.
Huh.
Disused 15 years. No chance of actual trains coming through.
This is looking good. I'm thinking I could do something really exciting here. I'm thinking that big bridge that goes atop, that could be a hole on its own.
I mean, what we're talking? Six holes?
Oh, no. I want a full 18. This is mini golf. This isn't small golf. This is mini golf. I will have professionals coming here to train their skill so that they can eventually get into, I don't know if there's a professional league, but if there was, I want them coming here to perfect their skills.
Just to try and get a feel for the place, I did get Sean, who does the lawn and the parish green, to come and have a look.
Hello, how are you getting on?
Oh, Sean.
Are you looking to buy this?
I am. Yeah, with your expertise, do you think I could just carpet this all in fake grass? Or real grass?
If you did it with fake grass, you'd put me out of a job. Like,
that's,
you know,
true, Sean.
And that's one of the issues that I have here, actually. You know, you're looking to, what do you call it? Regenerate, revitalize.
Yes.
Regentrify, or indeed gentrify.
Ooh, trying
for
to
the
stay
first
away
time.
From that.
Well, that's the opinion that we're all getting here. What's wrong with a disused train station?
Well, no one's using it, so I was hoping to buy it, change it into a mini golf. You like golf? You like mini golf, Sean?
I like golf.
What about making it smaller, less walking, just putting?
I like to walk. You know where I like to walk most? Around the disused train station here. Families from far and wide come to look.
Oh, no, you won't be able to walk around it once we're done. We'll have fences around the whole thing.
Yeah, keep out any vagrants.
Going to charge for admission. You were thinking maybe $12.50.
Yeah, $12.50. Senior discount of maybe...
No offense.
$11.
That's okay. I know what age I am. And I'm old enough to remember boys like you coming around years ago. You came around and you just went, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put a hospital here. And I was first up the hill to say, no, there'll be none of that. Because you know what? That hill, people walk around that hill. Families from far and wide come around to walk and look at that hill.
Well, admittedly, a hospital on the hill probably isn't the smartest idea.
No, the ambulances couldn't get up. People kept falling out of the back of them and rolling down the hill, which was the whole point I was making.
10 times worse, but they plowed on ahead.
Exactly. And now look at how many people die in the hospital. Every day, people are dying in that hospital.
And outside of it, rolling away.
Aye. Half of them are in the river, and that's where you'll be if you think you're going to go ahead with this mini golf or golf course or whatever the fuck it is you're on about.
The old boathouse we did see there.
No, I'm not ready to just get rid of this now. I'm still... Like, look at this tiled floor. Look how good that would feel on a spongy little classic fake grass.
I was talking to the pastor the other day, and he is saying he really likes that grass. He was thinking of using it for the church itself.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just why even have grass? That's what he was saying.
It would make it a lot easier. Imagine for a plot of land there, you could just cut a square out, lift that right out, throw the body in, cover it again in the square, and you're done.
You boys better watch what you're doing. You're gonna put me... You're talking about Minecraft burial here. I don't understand what's going on.
Oh, we're talking about replacing all the grass with nice fake...
Well, it's not fake, it's real. I mean, that...
It does exist.
It's not fake news.
Well, yeah, that's true. Like, it has a form.
I'll give it that. I don't like the stuff, but I'll give it that. Too many young, sprightly, wee dogs run across that fake grass, then they overheat and they die. Who buries them? Me. But I can't dig in, because it's all fake. So I have to throw them over the hill.
Oh, is that what that pile-up is?
Aye, it's causing havoc for the hospital.
I was wondering...
I said that would happen.
It was our first place before the boathouse. We went to the bottom of the hill and it was just covered in dogs.
It was. There was a lot of dogs.
A lot of dogs.
Kind of what put us off, the smell of the dogs. But
that's good to know that that's where they're coming from, at least.
But if we could stop what's happening with the dogs in the first place, the boathouse is maybe another option.
That's true, yeah.
That's not going to work.
Why?
I'll tell you for why. Don't preempt me. Very disrespectful, this young buck coming in here. Even from around here.
No, I'm not.
Exactly. So you don't know anything. So listen, the boathouse, it's going to be a no-go.
Look, I got a lot of money.
So what?
Professionals are going to come.
I've got a lot of dead dogs. Is this a competition of some sort? The boathouse isn't going to work. You know why?
No, tell me why.
I will. That's where I put the cats. Dead cats go there. Then the fish, they come up and eat the cats as a revenge. Because that's what we call around here the circle of life, my friend. And that's what you're going to experience soon. All right? So you take your wee mini golf, your wee tiny golf, whatever it is, and you go away on somewhere else where they want it. I don't want it here.
What about the old post office?
I could try the old post office, yeah.
That'd be no bother. I hate the postman.
Well, we're ready to set sail, I guess. Like old-time pirates.
I don't think I'm strapped in properly. It feels like I'm kind of loose up front here. Like one small wave.
Sorry, are you a pirate or are you a man who's been keel-hauled?
He hasn't been keel-hauled yet. That's the start of the process.
Sorry, yep.
I know we're usually in sync.
Should have been just taking your lead, sorry.
No, that's all right. I don't know how to tie a knot. Usually you tie the knots. I think we switched roles here.
Yeah, that's what's happened.
Do you want to tie the knot?
Okay, yeah, you take the wheel and I'll just tie him up.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Maybe don't put that around my neck. It seems very tight.
It's the safest place for it.
Would it not be like around my ribcage?
You want whiplash?
Your neck is going to get broken if I don't tie this around your neck and keep you sturdy.
Okay.
I have your best interest at heart.
Yeah. Okay, here's your shoes.
Why are they smaller than they were? It's barely even fit me now.
Look, we thought it might be good to wash them, but clearly it wasn't.
They shrunk immediately. The rubber, it's just, they don't go in the dryer. We learned that.
Okay, I do feel kind of exposed, even though the only thing I've got on is my shoes.
Well, hey, here, you can have this spyglass. You can look out for danger.
Oh.
We are going to tie your hands back, but...
Keep it in your mouth.
Actually, I don't know how we're able to tie this danger.
What are you saying?
Don't talk with your mouth full, it's real.
Did your parents teach you nothing?
Okay.
This is why Mom and Dad put me in charge.
Billy's always been the one in charge. He knows what's best. Do you eat some of the spyglass? Don't swallow that. Cough that up. Cough that up right now.
Can't take you anywhere.
Stop swallowing more.
Unbelievable.
Embarrassment.
Well, now we have to take him off the hull.
Now, hold on. This song. Siren song.
Oh.
Okay. Fish are coming towards us.
Oh god, that's a lot of fish. That's a lot.
It is a lot of fish.
Oh, no.
We are not ready for this amount of fish.
Stop it, fish! Stop biting that.
Okay, I'm just gonna start grabbing these.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I'll go get that. Oh no, I understand we're docked, but that is a big ass ship that's coming in here. It can't attack us while we're docked, right?
I mean, I think it will do anything to get him. His song's too appealing.
Okay.
We're sorry.
Davy.
I got the scales wrong, I'll admit it. You're the one with the musical talent.
Davy, if you stop singing, we'll give you back your violin. Ow.
No.
I don't know, why did you just slap me?
I don't want to give him back the violin.
You could have just said that instead of slapping me.
Thank you.
I'm not going back there. I don't want to have to explain why putting a sausage roll into two pieces of bread and upselling it by 150 pennies. Why, that's scandalous again. So that shop is dead to me, and I'm not returning. I don't care that it has the best butchers in town.
Mm. And rightly so. People think we're fucked. That's not on.
No.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
No, it's tough. Sometimes I think that just because I'm a Satanist, people think that I'm inhumane, and that's not how it is.
Mm.
There's too much bread in a sausage roll already. You don't add more bread to it.
I mean, it's positively unholy, but it doesn't mean that that's what you like all the time.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, on the odd day, I might enjoy just a regular sausage roll or sausage bap. And sometimes I might like the person serving it to me to spit in it. Sure. And that's just the way that I like it.
But it's upon your request.
Exactly.
You don't want to turn up and there's 10 sausage rolls, but they're all inside two slices of bread. Like, you want the option, but they pre-bread it.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. That's the biggest point of my week anyway.
It makes all of us, all fellow acolytes, feel a lot better that we have these struggles day to day. I have another food-related issue that I had.
Oh, it's a tough week for us all.
It's not been good. I went to see a film, and I went to Pick and Mix, the evilest of all the things that you could get there.
You know it.
Great markup.
Yeah, it's very expensive. It's been soiled by people's spawn.
So many grimy child hands.
Exactly.
Cinema Pick and Mix, different to Woolworths Pick and Mix.
Long live Woolworths. They're with the Lord now, the Underlord.
Long live Woolworths.
And the Pick and Mix that I wanted, I could pick, but I could not mix. The variety was terrible.
You never want to just have a tub of strawberries, you know?
No. It was nowhere near infernal, and I had a big problem with that.
Did you go to the manager? Did you speak up? Or
the manager just wouldn't give me the time, wouldn't understand the concerns that I had. And I missed the first 10 minutes of Mamma Mia 2. Here we go again.
But I think that's good for you speaking up. You know, you've had a problem with putting yourself first, so I think that's a real step in the right direction, you know?
Thank you.
I'm really proud of you.
Is it Michael?
Yeah.
I didn't want to.
Well, if you don't have any grievances, you don't have to, but
Well, I mean, it's somewhat related to yours. I know we don't support the butchers anymore, but is it okay if I still get my blood from there?
Well, no, I'm personally saying that I'm not going there. You are all free of your own volition.
I stand with you. I'm not going back.
And I appreciate that, but
I mean, he gives it for free, so I'll be honest, I feel a wee bit awkward going around to various shops and asking if they have spare blood.
No, you've got a relationship with that butcher. I understand.
Yes,
keep
yes.
that up. You pay for it?
No, it's free. It's free.
Yeah, then it's no skin off his back. It's no skin off my back. So
yeah. So I'm okay to keep doing that.
Yes,
we need to draw our pentagrams and something, you know. So
we're not going to turn away free blood. Like, come on now.
Yeah. And I've got loads of it today. So
oh, really good.
Yeah.
And how are you storing it?
Oh, empty milk jugs. Yeah. Reuse, recycle.
Yeah, you got to look after the planet.
Mm.
Yeah.
People certainly aren't, so, you know.
Yeah, you know, I want to see help and I die, not beforehand.
You keeping that in a fridge? How long can you keep that before it turns?
I keep it in a fridge if I have space, so I don't know. I think if it clots, we just stir it a bit.
Like gravy, you know?
Yeah, you know, you get somebody get a bit of a skin at the top.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter, I'm not going back to the butcher, so I'm not going to avail of the blood.
You see, that makes me think I shouldn't go back either.
No, I think it's okay.
Okay, I got a big box of celebrations to give him as a thanks. I won't do that now.
That seems like a fair compromise. Yeah.
What's the ratio like in that box? Like, how many Mars is there? Milky Way is...
I haven't opened it yet, but
right.
I give it a wee rattle, and I don't feel good about it. Maybe I should give it to him.
Does it seem too dense?
You can tell by sound, to be fair.
You know, there's not enough Malteser teasers in there.
It sounds like 90% fudge.
Ah, what's even the point then? Yeah, do give it to him.
Okay, I'll give it to him. Yeah, that's me.
I wanted to bring this up as well at some point, just before we end the meeting. Are we going for that orgy? Is it this weekend or next?
Following weekend.
Following one.
I understand why. It's because it's the fifth weekend of the month, and that has confused a lot of people.
Yeah.
Usually we're like, oh, it's the last weekend, but the fifth weekend
we were talking about that. I think I'd set up a Google calendar reminder and I put it on the wrong day. Hey, that's on me.
Hey, but it happens. Don't hold yourself too high of a standard, you know?
We will need blood for that, though. This is the other thing that I'm sort of circling back around to. With your issue?
Again, I'm fine with anyone getting blood from the butchers.
If Acolyte Jeff wants to provide...
I've got like 6 litres.
If you can get another 2 by the...
Yeah, drop in the chocolates. Drop in the fudge.
Drop in the chocolate.
Okay. Get some more blood.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what? I can live with the sausage roll issue if it means we can get blood.
Okay, now I won't be able to refrigerate all of that.
That's fine.
Okay.
Ooh, just off your point about what weekend, will the venue still know that we're the correct weekend?
And do they know we're Satanists?
They do not know we're Satan is, but I don't think we've double.
They know it's an orgy.
They know it's an orgy, yes.
They know that.
They just don't know it's a Satanist orgy.
Right.
Because the last time, the last place had a bit of an issue once they found out it was a Satanist orgy.
We might not get a deposit back. Just raising that. If we're all okay with it, I'm fine with that.
No.
We've all put in for the deposit, expecting we won't get it back anyway.
Yeah. It's almost part of the ticket price.
So maybe it'll be a nice little gift at the end of the orgy. We're like, oh.
Well, as treasure, we're not going to be, if we lose the deposit, we're not claiming that back. So yeah, I'm just putting that out there.
And just to double check, we all still have plus ones, right?
I haven't found one yet, but yeah.
Yeah, okay, but I could bring someone. Okay.
I'll find someone.
Yeah, no, that's great. No, it's just I was talking to someone at work, they're interested.
Oh, nice. Do they have any friends? Because I am struggling.
I don't want too many work people there.
No, that's fair enough. I understand. I will keep searching.
Yeah, no. I didn't want to shut it down so quickly.
No, it's better that I know so I don't think that you're bringing one and then I look like an idiot.
Yeah, you know, and then at some point I bring too many people from the department. It feels like a work outing and then I got to invite all those.
Then there's the rest of us just, they're having their own. They're talking about day-to-day stuff. And
Jeff, can I ask them? So they know it's an orgy. Do they know it's a Satanist orgy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, they have a big fridge. I could refrigerate the blood out there.
Nice.
Yeah.
One of those like American double door ones?
Yeah, they've got ice as well.
Oh, nice.
So should we get on with summoning this demon then?
Well, if we have time.
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah, we'll go for it.
All right. Trevor, that steak you made this evening was absolutely out of this world. So it was.
Freshly killed, freshly butchered.
It's a beautiful model.
You keep it all in-house. It's all the one production line. Is that right?
That's right. The cow that you saw earlier today on your way in.
The one that you pointed out to us as we drove in?
The one that I said, be sure to look out on your left now at that cow.
Wow.
Well, the trick is, that's the cow you ate tonight. Oh.
I thought you were just being a little weird, Trevor, but...
No.
Wow.
It was all part of an artistic review that I was doing.
A bit of foreshadowing, Trevor, from you.
It was lovely stuff, and the Bernays sauce was particularly delightful. Has that come from the cow as well?
That's right.
It's come... Wow.
It's his lymph fluid.
Goodness gracious. That's delightful.
And I'm not sure if you noticed what you've been sitting on this evening.
Oh, let me just stand up and look what my buttocks has been placed upon.
You
here.
Get right out of the door,
those
Trevor.
Are his bones.
Trevor.
Bone stools.
Bones.
Lovely. We thought you were just getting in the mood for Halloween much too early.
Yeah, that's amazing. I really was wondering where the leather was going. I thought the big reveal was leather, but...
No, it's the bones.
You keep doing it to us.
There's
you keep
no time
us.
To tan leather.
Fair enough.
Well, that's fair enough. Fair now, enough. Trevor, what have you got ready for dessert? I hope it's going to be as delightful and mesmerizing as the evening has been so far.
And I can't help but notice that you did point out a rooster to us on our way in, but maybe that was just a rooster.
It's because you're a massive cock.
Trevor! Trevor, you rapscallion.
Absolute card.
Absolute card.
What are you like?
What is for dessert then?
No, come on though, Trevor.
Well, I hope you like jelly.
Ooh.
Jellied eyeball.
Oh, Trevor.
He stopped singing at least.
That's good. Okay, the ship did just turn around. It did a very quick 180. That was impressive.
I can't get an eye then.
Man, I wish our ship was that fast.
We're never going to be that fast.
We're never going to leave this dock.
Probably not.
Untie me.
What?
Untie me.
Untie. He wants us to untie him.
Yeah. And give him a bear ring.
I don't know what he says.
Well,
spit out the spyglass, Davy.
Heck. I want my violin.
He wants his violin. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? How about you be the person in charge of the crew's morale?
Crash the ship.
No.
Crash the ship.
We can't leave dock.
There's a massive hole in the hull.
This ship has never been seaworthy. It's pre-crash, really. Look, I'll admit it. Your singing was the first time we caught fish in a long time.
Huh.
Can you sing for like 17 seconds? Enough for us to get fish and to stop that ship coming back.
You know what? We should probably get a net.
Oh, that's a good idea. I can shake Mr. Johnson's shed.
I think we're grown adults. We can buy our own net. We can't keep going to Mr. Johnson.
Wait, what? He has all the supplies we need and he never leaves his house. Boat. So his shed's just sitting landlocked on its own.
I don't like relying on that man. It's just, we're meant to be independent.
We are independent.
We're not independent. We're dependent on each other.
Yeah, you're not independent.
We're dependent on Mr. Johnson.
No, we're just dependent on his shed.
We keep stealing soup from the shed. I think he puts it out there. He puts it out there for us to find.
That's not true. He just happens to set it outside in a trail. Okay.
It's piping hot.
That could be the sun. It's been an awfully warm winter.
Oh, it's definitely him. He's warming it up.
Guys, come on.
You know what?
Oh.
I think you should untie him, and perhaps you should tie yourself then.
What?
My shoe.
Yeah.
There's a shoe in the wall.
I do not understand
what
he's saying.
I don't know what the fuck you're
saying. There's my shoe in the wall.
Is he talking about Jonah and the whale? I don't know. What?
Oh, his shoe. Yes, it's too small. Sorry, buddy. But hey, look, look.
I changed my mind. Leave him up there. I can't put up with that.
Well, I'm going to Mr. Johnson's. I hear it's chicken mushroom.
So you admit he's making the soup?
No, I just know that there's chicken and mushroom on the board. I passed it this morning.
Board?
Yeah, the board that says what it's going to be tomorrow.
You know what? I'm going to take that up on his offer, and I'm going to go work in a butcher shop. I can't do this anymore. We're never going to be sailors.
Are you untying me?
I do not know what he's saying.
I'm just going to leave him up there for the night.
Text us.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Conlath McGray. For more information on the podcast, including the weekly town newsletter, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Marcus Keeley, Laura Conlon, Jared Donnelly, and Aaron Marshall. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.